My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're following the Brandon Ayuk stuff as best we can anyway. There's a lot going on here. A lot going on. It seems that the New England Patriots, if you're just joining us, the New England Patriots and the Cleveland Browns, it's down to two for Brandon Ayuk, and it's up to him. It's the ball is in his court, according to Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports Bay Area, California, that it would be up to him.
Well, if the ball is in his court, we should make this obvious, right? That then that would mean that whatever deal the Browns would be offering him would probably be less than what the 49ers would be offering, right? Forget about the offers to the 49ers. That's not even what I'm talking about here, because if the 49ers are down to considering either the Browns or the Patriots, that means the Patriots have a better offer, because there's no other comparison. It's not like, oh, I'd rather live in New England than Cleveland. No, that's not even part of the discussion. I mean, he wants to get paid, and he wants to get paid big.
Yeah.
And, you know, Justin Jefferson got paid, was he at $35 million a year? Ayuk was offered allegedly $25 million from the 49ers in that range, which means they'd probably go up. If they said 25, they'd probably go up to like 27. Well, then the Browns have to be offering what to make this worthwhile?
Take your guess.
And then what would the Patriots be willing to offer to even get in the sweepstakes of trying to convince him to go to New England, a team that is in a total
no
rebuild?
Idea. It's hard to get out of Belichick mode there and understand that this is Gerard Mayo. This is now a rookie quarterback. It's a new era. Like, it's hard to get out of that mode of, well, Belichick's going to do this, that, and the other. Right? For standard media and guys who don't cover him every day, it's difficult to do it. But I say, as much as I'd love to see Pony writhe, is that I can't discount that there could be a possibility that the Pittsburgh Steelers are lurking out there somewhere and it could possibly bring him in.
Yeah, there was a report overnight that the Steelers are now out. That after yesterday, there was a ton of buzz that the Steelers were at the goal line, as our good friend Andrew Filippone would say.
We didn't say it, did we?
No, he said.
Okay. There's also news coming out today, folks, that a Neotrans blog, now their website's gone down because it's been overloaded with
understand.
People checking it.
Yeah.
That the Cleveland Browns, and again, this is according to their sources, they've agreed to a $3.6 billion stadium and development deal that's going to be revealed in Brook Park. So it would be the stadium, it would be hotels, entertainment, restaurants, shopping, the whole deal would be right there in Brook Park. Because you and I bandied about yesterday. You thought it was a pretty good point. Go, the days of the Greenbrier have to be numbered here over the next how many years? Because if you're building this big area with the Browns over in Middleburg Heights slash Berea. Berea. Well, it's all Berea, not Middleburg Heights. If you're doing it all in Berea, then really, do you really want to have to leave the Greenbrier and give up all that? I know what Kevin Stefanski would say. He would probably say, go to the Greenbrier and get yourself secluded. But I think the Browns would say, well, we didn't just build this thing for nothing. We could sell that. And you also have this land that's very, very close to the state, very, very close to the team headquarters. If it's very, very close, then you would have people being able to stay there. They'd be able to make a trip out of it. You have all these dates. Say you have all these open dates for training camp when you come back home when this is all done. I have not just the training camp that you can go to. Hopefully they would leave it for free. Not just the training camp you would go to. There's all these things that you and your family can do. I mean, you'd almost make it a football amusement park in its own way. So there would be, it would be hard to get away from that. From what I was able to read before the website went down, it would be half funded by them, and then they would get it back, and they would pay the rest off in tax. Is that correct? Over the course of time?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the big pitch, is that they're going to tell you that this project pays for itself, which is which is a lot of what the language typically is in these types of projects.
So is this an idea that you would like?
Yeah, I mean, done deal. Like, what reason at this point? Now, once we found out there were no competing sites in Cleveland for a dome or retractable roof, but at this point we're just down to domes. Once that was out the window, that they couldn't secure enough land anywhere in Cleveland because of the holdouts, and you can imagine there were a lot of people that were probably like looking at this as, oh, what could I extract from the Haslams to give up my land? Once that went out the window, then a sweetheart deal in Brook Park made a lot more sense because it's not far. They're going to expand the public transit, the RTA, the Rapids. There's going to be a huge expansion to where if you live downtown or whatever downtown, you can just get on over at Tower City.
Could we talk about that tube thing again from Cleveland to Chicago? Can we do the Hyperloop from downtown to Brook Park?
Yeah, what, in 30 seconds and you get whiplash?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I'm here. Okay.
Cleveland into Chicago in 15 minutes.
I was just concussed. I think at this point that the writing was on the wall, that just rehabilitating that facility, the sunken money every single year that had gone a lot greater than anticipated. Mm-hmm. Each and every year we were hearing about capital improvements and just upkeep maintenance was going to be in the millions every single year. A bunch of people were at SummerSlam. They came from all over the country. I did some searches on Twitter. People were just making it seem like this was an 80-year-old stadium on the lakefront. The enormous amount of problems that were popping up. It was just over.
These types of things have been held in newer stadiums. You know, you got Ford Field's a newer stadium. These people who are big-time wrestling fans, it's almost like they tour with Dave Matthews. Like the same people who tour with Dave Matthews. They were at Lincoln Financial Field. Yeah, they were at Levi Stadium for WrestleMania. They were at all these places. And all these are newer facilities. And that means that all these places, I mean, structurally, there's only so much you can do with Brown Stadium because of the era that it was built. So if there's only so much you can do, then yeah, there's going to be times where if you get up to go get something to drink or something to eat, you're going to miss some of this because it's a different layout and it's a different structure of what they were able to find just afterwards. It's one of the things that we kind of deal with Progressive Field. Even though Progressive Field's obviously an extremely nice facility, there's a lot of places apparently that are very, very open, and there's only certain few open places that we can provide because of where it was built there when you go to the concourse. 216-474-0092. Yeah, over time, when we first started to bandy this about 5 years ago, I'm going to get back to Brandon Ayuk here in a second. When we started to bandy this about 5 years ago, it was, God, I got to tell you, Tone, it was probably, and even further than that, it was probably 90% anti-roof. You know, it was probably 90%. I got to tell you, I was one of the Norman Rockwell painting people like that. The only thing I ask now, and it's not even a big deal, and it's not like I'm going to get what I want in the long run anyway, and I'm going to accept what they have, and that's what it's going to be. I just don't want it to be another version of Allegiant Stadium like I see all these mock-ups with all these other stadiums, like Kansas City Stadium, a couple of other ones are talking where it looks like on the inside they're going, guys, this is just Allegiant Stadium in a different place. Like, I don't want that to be the case. I don't want to turn it into another cookie-cutter thing. I think you got something that's unique over in Indianapolis. You got something that's unique up in Minnesota. You have something that's unique in Detroit. I'd kind of like my own type of deal there. I mean, we have enough creative people in this world, we can kind of come up with something different. Like we can come up with something different and creative when it comes to Brandon Ayuk. 216-474-0092. Do you think the Browns need to be careful here? This is a very... Are we treading dangerous... are we treading dangerous water from your old days at WTOP?
I just never thought this was truly going to be possible considering he wanted to be one of the highest paid wide receivers in football. Now he, you know, production wise, I mean, last year was absurd. Last year was insanely good. And he's not just really the speedster that you might think he is, but he is technically incredible.
Well, reading Barnwell, he was comparing just him and Deebo Samuel. Deebo is the yards after catch guy. He's mm-hmm. the big run guy. He said the routes, though, are no hands down.
They're perfect.
Ayuk was the better guy there.
They're perfect. And, you know, his first 2 years into the league in their system, I know he was injured his rookie year, but it was like, all right, well, whatever, you know, late first round pick. He had been, you know, a good player, but remember, you know, they were coming off a Super Bowl in 2019. He gets drafted in 2020, yeah. late in the first round. Last 2 years, he's really stepped up production. I mean, 78 catches, 75 catches, and then last year, I mean, 1,300 yards. He had 7 touchdowns. He was really good, and he's young. I mean, obviously, he's 26 years old. So that's what's appetizing there, knowing that Amari Cooper, you know, when we're comparing him to who our number one is right now, I mean, that's a no-brainer if you can go from a guy that's, you know, going to be on the other side of 30 to somebody at his age. Now, the question is, can you make him one of the highest paid wide receivers in football?
If you're trading for him, how could you not? You don't make this trade.
Obviously.
You have to do it.
No, obviously they're on board with that. The question is, where does that money come from? What other salary cap moves are we talking about? Because you can't have 10 guys on your team be all top five highest paid.
That's what I'm saying. Do you understand why I talk about the salary cap in the way I do? All I keep hearing about is how San Francisco's up against the cap. Yep. And I'm going, how will we not be up against the cap to make this deal?
Yeah, now the 49ers...
make it make financial sense.
They were like 2-3 years ahead of us because they've been good. They've been Super Bowl-level good. So what happens when you go to the Super Bowl? You got to pay everybody, and they are now paying the price of that.
Unless I just feel that if it works out, I will figure it out with other guys and it makes it easier because, okay, Deshaun Watson would be able to make it easier because then he will have played at a higher level, which we've spoken about many times. Ayuk helping him play at a higher level would make that worth its while. You'd have to trim the fat somewhere, or if it doesn't work out, you would just liquidate everything and get the picks back and be able to cut salary that way.
I saw somebody say, well, this would mean you have to extend Deshaun Watson and throw his money out over time. And, you know, that's a precarious situation considering we got one good half out of Deshaun Watson that people remember last year.
That's going to put a hell of a lot more pressure on him than there's already been. 216-474-0092, 745. Smoke him if you got him. It's a show on two fronts. Actually, three fronts, really, when you think about it. Did you see that game last night at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Last week, we come home. Axel's going, 2-run bomb, Jose Ramirez. He's yelling in the kitchen as I'm like taking off my shoes in the hallway. And it's Jose Ramirez and the Guardians have extended the lead. And it's great. And then we come home last night. And I mean, there's a runner at second base. I'm going, please, no. I go to the bathroom. I come out and I see Jock Peterson going around second base. I go, damn it. You got to be kidding me. I know Scott Barlow didn't do it on purpose. But what a time. All of a sudden, you blink, we've lost 3 in a row.
And still have the best record of baseball.
still have the best record of baseball.
But their lead, what? Now down to 3.5 games in the division?
3.5.
So you had Logan Allen get off to that rough start, but then he was able to settle in. So did you have any big takeaways on the Allen start?
My takeaway was that he was able to settle in. Yeah. My other takeaway is that they used basically the entire pool bench except for one guy. So yeah. It puts a lot of pressure on Ben Lively tonight to stop that bleeding.
Did Clase, despite the fact he did not give up an earned run, did he cost himself the Cy Young yesterday?
Sorry, the mics were messing up.
There was momentum, right? There was momentum about a chance for him to win the Cy Young.
There was momentum
because he had not given up any runs. I mean, point blank, period, had not given up any runs.
But he was out there during extra innings with a runner at second base. So when you start with a runner at second base with a ghost runner, yeah, I don't. Do they hold that against you when they're voting for it?
You almost have to be perfect for a closer to have a chance to win the Cy Young. He did, now, I guess if he were perfect from here on out, right?
Yeah.
Just zeros across the board the rest of the year, which seems unlikely, but that's the kind of season you have to have. Because to be a closer to win the Cy Young, you almost have to be perfect.
He didn't give up the earned run.
Right.
So he got three outs, so that helps his ERA.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
He also didn't take a blown save because it was not a save opportunity.
Yes.
So it's a wash, really, in the numbers game. Not in the if you actually watch the game, but
yeah. So what if there were 10 straight of these games?
It helps his ERA.
Does do that. Coming up at 9:20, Will Brinson going to join us on the show. He loves Brandon Ayuk, but he doesn't like the Browns' chances to make the playoffs. Would that change for Will? CBS Sports that joins us coming up at 9:20. Folks, you're not going to miss a beat in August when you follow the football news leading up to the preseason games on 92.3 The Fan and the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how. Online at T-Mobile.com/switch. So we got Guardians from last night. Brandon Ayuk and the possibilities of a trade there. We got Jim Schwartz talking tough. More on that coming up in moments. And there is a stadium issue that's out there where Neotrans blog. Did you get the website to work yet?
I
crashed because so many people were logging on to it.
I could not. I know there was a lot of talk, too, about what something I had heard recently, too, that in the plans, there would be all these hotel rooms that would already be ready to go, ready to kick off the minute they get this. And, of course, you know how these things work. When you get a dome like that, I mean, you imagine that. Do you think the first event would be a Browns football game, or would it be a big-time concert?
Oh, you always open it up with a concert, right? Don't you? Frank Sinatra opened up Richfield Coliseum.
It'd be something that people would want to travel for, even. Yes. You'd have the hotels ready to roll. Yeah.
You never open up with a game. You always open it up with, like, an event, like a concert or something else.
Pop star linked with the NFL.
Yeah, I can't think of one, but if you could, let me know.
It hasn't been to Cleveland in a while.
Well, she's an icon. Even when it's built in 2029 or finished in 2029, she'd still be an icon.
This tour will still be going on.
Wait, you know who could be big by then?
Who?
If she plays her cards right, she was just in Cleveland over the weekend.
Carrie Underwood?
Could be the Hawk Tua girl.
Okay.
We're laughing at it now. How do you know? She's got 5 years to capitalize.
Keep laughing.
How'd that event go over the weekend?
Oh, people were raving.
Really?
They said it was nonstop entertainment.
It was a country thing, not a rave.
Nonstop entertainment. They said they could not believe how she captured the attention span of the audience.
Great.
I didn't hear anything.
Actually, I don't know why I acted like that. I support her in every endeavor that she does.
She went on Bill Maher's podcast.
This is what I'm telling you. This is what makes this country wonderful. Mitch, don't wrap me up. I got
He's
it. Let me just say this real
sign.
Quick. This is what
Mitch,
makes this country wonderful, Mitch.
Mitch, did you get rejected over the weekend by the Hawk Tua girl and you don't want to hear about this anymore?
I did not, but we had a whole bunch of topics listed by Ken just a few minutes ago and I wanted to get to them.
Ayuk, let's talk. Ayuk, Browns, Ayuk, now. Brett, Aramis, go. Westmark, go.
Ayuk,
no fun allowed. Go, Ayuk. Go, Aramis. Let's go.
Hawk
Ayuk or Hawk Tua girl?
Hawk Tua girl all day.
Thank you.
Hey, man. So,
know what I'm talking about, Mitch?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The receiver trait, they put it in perspective, man. So the reason I wanted Baker out of here is because I always said he's a good quarterback, but he doesn't make anybody around him, receiver-wise, any better, right? So for 3 years, I've been watching Deshaun stink it up. So how can you condone...
It's only
two years, right? We're going on three, giving up three first-round picks, paying him the money that we paid him, and he hasn't made a single receiver any better around him. So we're going to go ahead and just, what, keep trading for top flight receivers to bring him here to watch him do what? Pass it to who? You know, he needs to prove it on the field.
Top flight wide receiver. That's what the hope would be. You said to pass to who?
We have one on our team right now, and you know the chemistry hasn't been the greatest. So you know, what's to say that bringing in this other receiver is going to be any better? And that's my reservation, man. I mean, the guy, he needs to find his game.
So wait a minute. So what do you want to bring in Ayuk or not bring in Ayuk?
No, because I don't think that our quarterback is good enough to give up what we would have to give up to bring a player like Ayuk here. Do you understand? I think next year we're going to be looking for another quarterback. Honestly, that's my opinion. We're going to need draft picks. We're going to need money to bring in a quarterback. I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to be any good, man.
If you think Deshaun Watson is that bad, and Aramis, it's your right to have that opinion.
Either.
I'm sorry, Aramis?
Not potential. What you're seeing with your eyes, man. Right?
Well, with what I've seen already, it hasn't been overwhelmingly great. There's been flashes, but there, I think there's fits and starts with every quarterback that's out there, with the exception of a few. But with any quarterback that's ever had any talent, I think there's fits and starts with anybody. So I can't sit here and scream at you about it, Aramis, and I don't want to. Second thing is...
I want him to be good, by the way.
if you feel he's that bad, then don't you have to make the trade? I know it feels like a sunk cost fallacy, but don't you have to do it? Don't you have to go headlong to try to save this thing? Because the money... The contract is so constricting. We will be going right back into a football hell that I think a lot of people have forgotten and never want to go back to.
And Ken, and honestly, that was the danger when you gave up three first round picks.
Of course.
And paid the man the money that you paid him.
But you never thought it would. You never thought it would go. You never thought it'd be clunky like this.
There's one person that I can vouch for that told me this is going to be hell. Watch. And that was my best friend. He loved Baker. But, you know, he loves the Browns overall. But he told me, he's like, this was career suicide, what the Browns did, giving up 3 first-round picks, because if the guy doesn't work out, you are back to, you know, 10 years ago. That, you know, that kind of...
So you're speaking an unspoken truth that I didn't want to talk about here, Aramis, and thank you very much for the call. If they do make this move, does this or does this not tell you how they might feel about the current situation? I mean, we feel as comfortable as we have with the front office forever. I mean, listen, to guys, I want to play this Jim Schwartz clip because there's a reason about this. Jim Schwartz wants to be vague with everybody, and this is what he had to say yesterday. Listen.
All right, what can I be vague and noncommittal about?
Everybody laughed. Those were fake laughs, but those were still laughs. The fans ate it up. The fans
loved it.
Because the Browns are 11-6. And so when things are going well, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. When things are bad, you demand answers. Like Paul DiModesta, when things weren't very good 2 years ago, you wanted answers. I want to know what he's about. I want to know what he's saying. 11-6, I don't care. You can call him the Wizard of Oz all you want. Move to stay in San Diego, go to Barrow, Alaska, go to the other side of the continent. Doesn't matter. I don't care. Doesn't matter. When things are bad is when you want answers. When things are good, you don't care about any of this. But you would be getting an answer here. Because if you make this move, then I have to wonder, hey, it's great. Brandon Ayuk is a good wide receiver. Obviously one of the best. That's why we're talking about him. Are things a little shakier than we thought? Because money's money. It don't matter about that. So I don't want to hear about nothing with Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski. Is a little shakier than we thought? Because if you go and get Brandon Ayuk, is it more shaky with your quarterback? Is it more shaky with your situation? Is this a situation where you have a car that looks nice on the outside, but you go inside and you got problems, there's some things rotting from within, you might have yourself a lemon? That's one of the things I get nervous about here. Because you can go after a big name, and they've gone after big names before. But if you are not solid to the core, if the quarterback doesn't have it, you can have Brandon Ayuk out there, you can have Jerry Rice out there and Randy Moss out there. Ain't going to matter. If you got the wrong guy, that's not going to matter.
Well, I do wonder. I do wonder, and look, Deshaun Watson is their quarterback, but I do wonder if there was some thought, maybe this is why they felt like they had to overhaul the offense, that they watched Deshaun Watson over 12 games, obviously inconsistent play, obviously no rhythm for Watson because he was in and out, but they watched those games and then saw, while Flacco absolutely made critical mistakes, that Flacco also opened up the offense. I mean, all of a sudden, Njoku's having his best games. Amari Cooper had his best game as a pro. I do wonder if that, even David Bell, I think, had a better game with Joe Flacco than he had with Deshaun Watson. If they wondered if they were lying to themselves that, oh, some guys are starting to do some things we didn't see with Deshaun Watson. The offense saw a higher ceiling than they saw with Deshaun Watson. I do wonder that.
Because yesterday at the end of the show, I had a growing confidence in Deshaun Watson. Looks like that shoulder got fixed the right way. Looked like he's able to get rid of the ball. I know it's t-shirts and shorts and practice. And you, me, and Daryl, I took out my rage on other people, on you guys, and I shouldn't have done it. And I apologize then, and I apologize now. But I left yesterday's show with more confidence in Deshaun Watson. Because I thought, guys, if you guys want Brandon Ayuk, there'll be a Brandon Ayuk next year. There's always going to be a wide receiver who's not happy with his... That's another name. There's always going to be a wide receiver that's not happy with his contract that is going to want to change his scenery where he can make more money. They're wide receivers. They're never happy by position because of that, because, hey, they're beholden to who's throwing them the football, and it can cost them money. So that's understandable. I said there's going to be a Brandon Ayuk next year or the year after that or the year after that. So if you want to get in the market for any one of these guys, you can do it next year or the year after. Based on protecting Deshaun, based on working with the wide receivers he has now, it would be in the back of my mind. While Ayuk is an exciting name, a great football player, you have to keep it in the back of your mind going, are they worried? And should they be worried? You know, those are two questions you have to ask yourself. Should they be worried? Are they worried and should they?
Yeah, I don't.
Because
I don't know if it's worry. I don't know if it's worry.
I mean, I want to help him. I want to help Watson. I want to help this football team. But damn it, if you're that good right now, you wouldn't have to make any of that move whatsoever.
Obviously, they want to maximize what their window is. What's interesting is if they get Ayuk, what does this do for their window? Because he's younger.
Yeah.
I do see other people saying, well, this also means they're not going to be able to sign somebody else. Another talented player is going to be out if that's the case down the road.
Now, listen carefully, though. I it's not where I don't want to make that move based on principle. Principle goes out the window. In a perfect world, yes, Deshaun would be a franchise QB that makes everybody around him better, and you don't need Ayuk. But we're not living in a perfect world. We're living in a real world. So maybe very well you need to make that move. And that's up to Andrew Berry. And while it would be an exciting move because it's an exciting name, you have to keep that in the back of your head.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Ken, where are you getting your weed today?
Nowhere.
No?
No.
Who's your guy, Ken?
You know, there was a time, I can't share that. Long time ago.
Do you have a drop point, or are you just walking into a store now?
Well, the way we used to do it, I mean, it used to be, you come on over to my buddy's house, we get out a scale, you know, the whole deal. That was a long time. We're talking 30 years ago now. And you can do the math and go, Kenny, what are you talking about? No, okay, not 30 years ago, 24, 26, somewhere in there. You can do the math.
I always love the people that end up, they're getting arrested. They have a little bit on them, but they also have a scale. Always seemed to me to be kind of a foolish decision to be driving around with a scale.
Did I ever tell you the acid and sugar cubes thing?
No.
I'll tell you that during the podcast. You'll like that. Aloe vera, sugar cubes, acid. I'll tell you that during the podcast today.
Is recreational marijuana sales going to put small-scale owners out of business?
Yes. Small business owners. I worry about that.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily a legal small business for a lot of folks out there. Today, you're able to buy marijuana at nearly 100 dispensaries in the state of Ohio. It's the first recreational sales in, what, our state's history? Anyway, so it's the first recreational sales there. Do you buy just to buy, just to say you did it? Just to have it.
Yeah, I imagine there will be some people that are like, hey, you know what? That's fine. We've been debating about this. I mean, it used to be a huge, huge politically driven issue, you know, here in the state of Ohio. I remember this would divide the Democrats or Republicans, and everybody's like, all right, ready to go. It's legal. We're fine.
Think about our generation. I think for like when I was a kid, it was because remember, you guys are 5 years older than me. So for you guys, Owen's 4 years older than me. You guys were like going during the Nancy Reagan era. Mine was like right at the end, George Bush, but Just Say No was still going around. That was like still a big thing. Do they do DARE now? Do they
it's
have DARE
not
officers?
Like it was. I mean, every school now has resource officers in it.
Yeah.
So it's a little different than it. You know, you probably had resource officers in the bigger schools, but they weren't really doing a lot of extra. I mean, okay. They're kind of like teachers, too. They do little things like this on the side.
We had
fun programs. I know our guy, and he does a lot of programs within the building.
Did you guys have a DARE car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What kind? Do you remember it?
No.
We had a bitchin' Camaro. It was awesome. It was a hell of a Camaro.
We obviously didn't have, in a town that only had one police officer, did not have a DARE officer. But
no.
A guy would come down, and they had a Corvette. An old school Stingray Corvette that was
really
pretty.
Oh, that'd be
freaking
cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, I was like, I won't smoke any dope as long as you take me a ride in that excellent Camaro.
So
please do.
I am always interested when something like this happens, just for entertainment's sake, what are going to be the unintended consequences of this? Because, you know, I've known a ton of people over time that have had no problem getting weed, have been no problem flaunting their smoking of weed.
Like when they
who are
open,
the people that can't handle it is what I'm excited to see.
When they open gaming,
when I was 16,
when they open gaming, like it was like, oh, this is going to put the illegal bookies out of business. I go, no, it won't. Because if you go to a casino, you go to a sports book, they ain't going to give it to you on credit. I mean, you could probably use a credit card, but they ain't just going to give it to you on credit and run the juice and everything like that. Well, it's the same thing here. I heard some of the prices are exorbitant. If you want to take a trip up to Michigan, you can take a trip up to Michigan, but that's supposed to defeat the purpose of that. And, if you want to get a lower price, there's other things that you could do. But I can't say that I want to do any of those things. I told you I can't. Now there might be people in my neighborhood who might want to, and that's fine. I think we got a, you know, they're adults or over 21. We can get rid of that stigma there. What you got, Owen?
Well, I've also seen a list of cities that are going to ban dispensaries from their city, like in their city charter type of thing.
Was one of them Lakewood?
Oh. Lakewood is one
that
of them. I was super surprised.
Me. So of Avon all Lake, the places, Lakewood.
I immediately looked and they went alphabetically on this list. Avon Lake's one of those cities. I'm like, oh, okay, where are you going next if you're going to?
But Lakewood has been...
Lakewood was there. Westlake was there. Westside cities.
Lakewood has been one of the most progressive areas, not just in Northeast Ohio, in the entire state. Mitch, that's why you moved there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I moved there, yeah.
Yeah, Mitch, you're pretty low-key. You going to get involved in any of this?
I don't really know. I never really done that sort of stuff
before.
You
did bring those brownies in last week.
I did.
So here we go with the prices. Smit says, have you seen the prices? $60 for 2.8 grams. Oh, jeez. I knew a guy who'd give it $24 for 2 grams, firms. He would do that. Lynn says, can't buy it at the one in Euclid. Fox 8 was there this morning, and they were handing people a piece of paper saying that they weren't selling in to get a hold of their local city council.
Wait, what's...
I don't know.
What's happening
here? I don't know what's going on.
Did somebody get a restraining
order? So wait a minute,
order?
Are you able to get the dope, or am I not able to get the dope if I'm going to buy it?
I mean, I thought, you know, you've had how much time to... make sure to be able to do this
well
legally.
I wonder
get your vendor's license.
Small business entrepreneurs set up shops with the intention to do this, and you know, in the 11th hour, cities come in and ban the sale.
Yeah, I mean, the cities are weird. Now, let me ask you: you guys are pretty uptight over there at the Lima household.
Huh?
Yeah, you guys are pretty uptight over there. Are gummies in play for the Limas?
No. Sarah does not understand because she's seen some people on gummies. And so because of that, we've had some friends, maybe her husband at one point, she's seen people on them and operating very erratically or just acting very, very silly. And she does not understand why anybody would, you know, for her body's a temple, Kenny. She's preparing for a marathon. She cannot have anything older.
I didn't know that.
Maybe post-marathon, though.
Post-marathon,
yeah, maybe
what do you think about that?
Celebratory.
Just as a recovery tool.
I can't see her dabbling. I can't see Sarah dabbling.
I'd like to make a push. I don't think she's now, because of the two kids especially, I think she might have been ready to, you know, throw her hair back, you know, for a wild night. I don't think she's willing to do that now because, you know, the two under two thing. She's
yeah, but what if your parents are watching her? Watching the two.
So if we could get a night and just make that the night.
Yeah.
Both of us engaging in that type of recreational activity.
I think I would.
I'll ask her. I'll do it. Hey, if she says yes, I'll do it. I have no problem. But I'm not going to peer pressure her into doing it.
No, certainly you don't want to do something like that. My goodness gracious. Okay. I bet there'd be some people who stop on by just to see.
You and Lizzie? Have you had a conversation
Liz
about this?
Liz can, but you know I can't. I'm a spaz when it comes to that stuff. I'm not the fun kind.
Well, for me, because alcohol has been such a social tool over the years, I have to put the alcohol away. I am not somebody who can mix and match that stuff. Some people can, and I'm amazed at their abilities.
No, anytime I bring it up, people go, well, it's way better than... I'm like, I'm not saying one's better for me than the other guys. I'm just saying that I can't... I'm such a spaz when it comes to it, and I don't understand it. I get jitters. I get nervous. It has the exact opposite effect.
Trust me, guys,
I've tried. I've really tried.
If the Browns pull this trade off today, will they be celebrating in Berea? Maybe making a stop at one of these establishments on the way.
That's up to them, man. I mean, it's a new CBA.
On the
you can
list
do whatever
I
you
have
want.
Berea still open for business.
Do you love the names? Have you seen the names of some of these dispensaries? The names and logos?
What do you got?
I'm very curious, like, what you... It's just like naming a sports team. You want to do something that...
Branding is everything.
Branding is going to be good. I do have a list. We can come back. I have a list so we can we go over some of these names.
Not this one. It's called the Lumbar Yard.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.